Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm James Mason. Newcastle will travel to West Ham on Saturday, September the 12th, for their opening fixture of the new Premier League season. Steve Bruce's side head to the capital to face the Hammers at the London Stadium, and after entertaining Brighton in their first match at St James's Park on September the 19th, they return to London to face Tottenham on September the 26th. The festive period could be as defining a period as any in Newcastle's season, as they have consecutive matches against newly promoted West Brom, Leeds and Fulham, coming before a daunting run into the new year that sees the Magpies face Man City, champions Liverpool, Leicester, Sheffield United and Arsenal. Meanwhile, Matty Longstaff has ended months of talks by deciding to commit his future to Newcastle. The 20-year-old's contract ended in the summer, and despite serious interest from the Premier League and abroad, manager Steve Bruce has persuaded him to stay on Tyneside. Longstaff is set to sign a long-term contract by the weekend after finally deciding to stay with his boyhood club. And finally, Newcastle have reportedly rejected a loan move from Birmingham City for Carl Darlow. The Tyneside club have knocked back an inquiry from the EFL Championship side as they want proven backup to established number one goalkeeper Martin Dubravka. It was claimed that the loan deal would be expensive to sanction, which is maybe another factor as to why the deal looks to have collapsed. Darlow has played in a total of 65 games at St James's Park since the 15-16 season, in which he has kept 21 clean sheets and conceded 76 goals. That's all for now. We'll have more later.